Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. It's Jennifer at Kitty City. How are you?
Hey, Jennifer. I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. All right. I just have a couple questions about some of the fine print stuff in this agreement.
Yeah.
But I have it all signed and ready to send over. So there's a couple different sections that have information about find it here. Okay, your security deposit must be paid by check and submitted with the documents. What is that?
That's actually, let me pull up yours so I say it properly. That's referring to equipment financing. So we have here we go. I want to make sure. We have a generalized form, I believe that's...
Okay, I was just confused because some of it, and it was talking about our sales receipts and stuff, and I'm like... So our fee or our amount is not going to change, correct? It's going to be the same daily rate for the whole thing.
Right.
The way this thing is worded, it's just like really strange. So I'm like, I just wanted to make sure I know what I'm paying. So.
Right, the ACH authorization form, mm-hmm. and then it says please attach a copy of a voided check and your security
right,
deposit.
Right, which I gave you.
Right,
I gave you the voided check, but the security deposit thing, is there something I'm paying as a deposit, or is that just built in?
No, I wish we, it's not built in, there's no, we use this form for equipment financing and working capital, and I wish we just had two forms, but we're just trying to streamline the documents so there's no mistakes. But
now, on this same form, it's saying in this top paragraph that we agree to pay a one-time processing fee of $250, is that true? To this product?
Right.
So I'm paying $50. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there was another section that said something. Okay, the next form, authorization to debit and credit account via ACH authorization, down at towards the bottom, agreeing to a one-time non-refundable fee of $350 for inspection and audit. What is that? Is that apply or is that not apply?
That does apply. We didn't have to do a... On a $50,000 and above, we usually have to do a site inspection, but we didn't have to do a full site inspection, so we just did a drive-by inspection because we're right on the border. So we actually have to pay somebody there to verify that you're actually there. It's just to prevent fraud.
So that's $350 really, for them to drive by our property?
It's $600 if they go in and take pictures. So we're actually
really wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and what do we do? Like, is that a fee that comes out then, or how? Like, how do these extra fees, or where do these fit in?
They'll be withdrawn on the 10th of next month, about there.
So the $250 and the $350.
Mhm.
So there'll be two fees: one for $250 for the whatever. What is this for? For the one-time processing fee, and then $350 for this inspection fee.
Right, and then those fees are not applied. Right, and those fees are not applied to any future renewals, refinances, or anything like that.
Okay, so I will have a $600 additional debit in addition to my daily rates coming out around the 10th. You said.
Right.
Okay. I just need to know what's coming out of my account so I know what...
No, of course, of course. Right.
Okay. But there is not going to be any changes to the daily amount. That is just going to be set because I saw something about our sales and they need to see our receipts from credit card processing and all this other stuff. So that is just a
There's no future financials required. If your bank account goes negative, then every 2 weeks... So you would miss a payment, right? So every 2 weeks we can adjust to recollect those missed payments. That's
but
the
as
only
long
way
as our payments come out correctly, nothing will change.
Exactly.
Okay. Now the other two things I needed to mention in here: our mailing address is spelled wrong. The city of Euclid. I just whited it out on mine that I'll send over to you. I don't know if that's okay. It's Euclid. They have an extra letter in there.
Oh, geez, I guess that's what I told you in the email that they had messed up the first time, and so I think that was...
And then our business, the day
they put an S. Yeah.
Yeah, they have an S in there. So, I mean, I don't know. The zip code and everything's correct, so I'm sure.
I think they're just typing fast and copy and pasted, you know.
Okay. And then the date the business started, they have as 1/1/15. We've been in business since 9/25/06. I don't know if that matters on here. I just was going to put a line through it and write the correct date next to it.
No, that's fine. You can do that.
That's fine.
I don't know why that's...
Okay.
I think that's the only questions I had.
I just needed to be sure what was coming out of our account. So if I send this over to you now, just so I'm understanding correctly, you guys will be having someone call Sherry, and then at that point...
Sure. So within a couple hours, someone will call Sherry on her cell phone and verify her identity and make sure she is aware of the loan. And then after that, you know, we go, we'll be in the funding process already, so it'll just be ready for, essentially for someone to wire the funds.
Okay. Now, I don't know, I think she might have missed one signature here. Let me look here. I think she missed this one signature at this, but let me make sure, because when this printed out, I think I printed duplicate pages somewhere, so let me make sure it's not on one of these other ones. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, so I will get this sent over to you, then you guys will call Sherry, and then how soon after that will this money be in our account?
We're going to hopefully, we'll initiate the wire today, and then it'll just be up to your bank to accept it, so it could be tomorrow morning when the bank's open.
Okay, and then when will the first payment come out then?
Within a few days.
Like Monday's a holiday, so probably Tuesday?
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right. Just so I know. All right, well, let me scan this over to you, and then we'll tell Sherry that someone will be calling.
Sounds good, Jennifer.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Talk soon.
All right.